Children are a blessing from the Lord. It is straight from Psalm 127.
They're not a burden, like our idol of culture would say. And we saw a post this morning on Instagram where, you know, someone was saying the miracle of being able to have children late in her 30s and early 40s. And praise God, that is a miracle.
And her late 40s.
And her late 40s. And it's like, man, that's a wonderful testimony for us who are yet to have children, are like, okay, thank the Lord. You know, there is hope for those of you in your 30s and beyond for having children.
And many children.
Yeah, and some of you aren't married. Like, there's hope to be married in your 30s. So what we really want to hit on today is kind of the dynamic around this of whenever there's a positive vision put forward. We were recently in Illinois with our friends Riley and Margo, and we ended up going to church with Jared and Jordan.
Christ Church Carbondale, which was awesome.
Yeah, and they have put such a positive vision forward, you know, positive vision for marriage, a positive vision for family and children and homeschooling, and really just like, wow, Lord, this is what we want. This is amazing. It's a positive vision.
And I was thinking when I was young, like, if I would have been at that church as a teenager, I would have aspired to that. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is what I want, which is what I wanted. I wanted to be married young and have children young.
It was both of our hearts as teenagers. Like, we just want to get married and have a huge family.
In high school, both of us. But there was no discipleship in that. And then there was also no, like, people around of like, yes, do it, here's why, and here's how.
It's actually kind of the opposite of like, well, you should just hold off there, bucko. Children are a burden. So you need to make sure that you're as wealthy as you can before you even have maybe two kids at most, because they're a burden.
Yeah, and like, well, first, to make, what if you don't get married? You need to go to college because you need something to fall back on. So instead of focusing on trying to find a husband or getting married, just focus on going to school. And
maybe you should travel before you have kids and really go and live life. And it's like all these like crazy cultural norms that are pushed on people that children are a burden. Children are a burden to your career. Children are a burden to your fun. Children are a burden to your, it's like, no.
Children are expensive.
The Bible says, God says, children are a blessing. Children are a blessing. Children are a reward. Children are a blessing and a reward. And so we just wanted to encourage people, you know, for those of you who are not yet married and you're really trusting the Lord for marriage, this is like probably the biggest, ladies especially, this is the biggest issue in your life right now, is getting married and having children. And we just want to encourage you, is that there is a positive vision. If you need a miracle, God is merciful. God will provide a miracle. We are all of us waiting for a miracle, you know, trusting the Lord for a miracle. And that's a wonderful thing. The opposite reaction to this, which is when your idol gets offended. If you have made an idol out of being a boss babe, or out of children are a burden, or out of, you know, whatever the idol in your life.
Following the ways of the world.
Following the ways of the world. If you see someone say, hey, it's probably a lot wiser, it's better, it's God's ways to be married young. You know, we often say, it's like, it would have been better to have been married young. That's not saying like, oh, Kelly's not the best for me and I'm not the best for Kelly. Like, no. We're just acknowledging, hey, we need to be teaching the younger generation. We need to be putting a vision forward for the younger generation. Young ladies, you should be looking to get married at 18, 19, 20. Marriage is good. Marriage is not a burden. Marriage is a blessing. Children are good. They are not a burden. They are a blessing. So start young and trust the Lord. Follow the Lord's ways. He will always provide. You know, because that's it for all of us who are in our 30s now. We would give anything to have been married young, to have had children already. And it's not like this thing of bitterness and like a sunken cost where we now have to fight everyone who says, oh, getting married young is better, having children young is better. It's like, of course, like, God bless you, praise God. And anytime we find out someone is pregnant, it's like, praise God, like, Lord, what you've done for them, do for us.
Yes.
So you can't have this thing of bitterness and resentment, being a victim to your circumstances. It's like, no. It's like that druggie who always comes to high school to give that talk of like, guys, I was a drug addict, I killed a guy, I went to prison, don't do drugs. And you're like, yeah, that's great. He's not resentful of his past. He's using his past to say, guys, there's a better way. And so it should be for all of us. Like, if you're not yet married or if you don't yet have children, don't be bitter. Trust in the Lord. Don't be a victim. Trust in the Lord and bless people who are married. Bless people who do have children, because it's in blessing that you are opening yourself up to be blessed yourself.
A few years ago, I had made a post on my Instagram about like the ultimate goal of a woman is to get married and to have many children. And this person I know in real life commented and said, are you saying that women who aren't married and don't have children have no purpose? Which is ironic because we were still in, and still are, in the season of deeply desiring children, and we don't have children. So if you're assuming I'm saying that, you're saying I'm saying it about myself. But we actually feel very strongly speaking into this because we have felt the pain and the weight of not having children, and we do not want anyone to have to experience the pain of trusting the Lord for children. And the truth is, we live in a world where there are lots of dynamics when it comes to fertility. So the younger you are, the more fertile you are going to be. And God
can... And the more time you have to sort things out.
And yeah, the more time you have to sort things out and the more energy that you have. Like, imagine as a 21-year-old having young children. You are so youthful yourself. Your body is young and able to recover from childbirth a lot easier. There's so many pros to having children young, and that's not to say that there will not be grace or mercy for those of us who are older and having children. That would be me. And I believe that God is going to be good, and I'm going to have the best pregnancy. My body's going to do well and thrive because of God's mercy and grace. But there is a more excellent way, so we're not going to be timid or shy or afraid to say it's okay and it's actually good and better to get married and have children young. And a very practical thing that if you are young and you're like, but I want to get married, but I don't know how to find someone, I wish that someone would have said, go to a church until you can find people that you trust and you would want their life. So older people. And when you find those people, build a relationship with them, because those are likely the people who could introduce you to someone they know. We were introduced by friends. A lot of the marriages that we know that have great marriages, they were introduced from either mutual friends or friends who are older and married. And so that is a great thing. Like, rather than go out and pursue a career, go out in search of a good church or a great community of older men and women who have great healthy marriages and who have children who love and fear the Lord. And those are the people you want to spend time around.
Yeah, because our society is constantly telling girls like, oh, you know, you should desire to be married. But if something bad happens, or if your husband turns out to be a deadbeat, or you need to go have a career. And while you're building your career, some Hallmark hot guy will come along and rescue you from your career. And it's like, no, it's not like that. For ladies, your number one priority in life is getting married and having children. Nothing else compares. No boss babe career, no ministry babe career could ever compare to being married and having children.
And that's not being mean. That's being honest. That is the deepest desire of your heart that you're longing to have fulfilled.
And if you're fighting that, it's because it's not true for you. And so you have to prove it wrong. So while I'm not married, I need to go even harder at being a boss babe. I need to go even harder at being a ministry babe. I don't have children. I need to go even harder at children don't matter. Children are a burden. Like, no, just relax all that stuff and just trust the Lord, trust in His word. And so we want to say that for young ladies is if you're really serious about pursuing your priority in life of being married, then it needs to come first, not career, not ministry, not whatever else. Get serious about marriage is my number one priority in life. Children are my number one priority in life. So how do I aim my whole life at hitting this priority?
And I can see a lot of people saying, well, that's making an idol, or that's making... People have said that to me, of you're making an idol of children. And I disagree. You can deeply desire having children. Look at Sarah with Abraham. It's not an idol. It's your purpose. And so it's a good thing to long for that. And it's a good thing to seek out the Lord of, God, am I in the right place that you want me to be to meet my husband? And seek Him and ask and pray about those things. Journal and be like, this is what I did when I was single. I very strongly knew I was not going to meet my husband in Lexington, Kentucky. I was staying there because it was easy and I was comfortable. And I remember so clearly saying, God, I need to make a change. Here are five options of things that I could do. Will you show me which of these five things you want me to do? And He did. He gave me confirmation through a dream. And I ended up meeting someone else who confirmed that I was supposed to go to South Africa. Over and over, He confirmed that I was supposed to go to South Africa. I went to South Africa and I met Scott. And so if you are in a place of being single and just going through the motions of life because it's comfortable and it's easier. Maybe it's time to start asking God, how do you want me to get uncomfortable so I can be completely dependent upon you and not my circumstances? And this isn't a formula to say if you do these things, you'll get a husband, but
It's saying faith requires works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do think if you're staying in a place and it's not, you've been somewhere for a long time and you have not met your spouse.
And maybe the people around you are not taking you seriously either and introducing you to people. It's like you need to change the people and change the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing as well, it's like if you're serious about getting married, what are the things that will lead to you being more attractive? You know, it's things that are like, you need to become healthy. You can't just lay around, you know, on the couch after 40-hour work weeks, you know, eating fast food and watching Netflix. And then be praying that the Lord would bring a miracle. You know, it's the same for us. We understand getting pregnant. It's not just a thing of like every month being like, well, Lord, we just pray for a child. It's like, no, there's things you have to do. You know, we're pursuing health things. We're pursuing medical things. We're pursuing lifestyle things. It's like,
Asking God for wisdom.
Like, okay, what's the next thing? It's the same if you want to get married of like, hey, you know, there's a checklist of things that men find attractive. Pray and work. Get to work toward your priority, not toward a distraction, not toward an escape. And so many ladies make ministry or work an escape from the main purpose in their life.
And so we hope all of this is an encouragement to you if you are in that place of waiting, like we are. It is not easy, but you can also be in this season and not be a victim of it. And
that's not to say like, oh, you know, we are just happy all the time. Like this, it's a heavy burden, you know, to not have children or to not be married, you know, and that's okay. It's okay. Just don't sink into despair or into bitterness or into resentment. You've got to take those desires to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, it's what Abraham said to God of like, God, what will you give me seeing I go childless? He had everything in the world. He had money. He had fame. He had everything he could ever want. And he says to the Lord, Lord, what could you give me seeing I go childless? He was putting his deep, deep longing and desire before the Lord. And that's where we've got to come to. All of our desires, all of our longings, we've got to put before the Lord and say, Lord, do you see me? Matthew 6, verse 6. All right, Lord, you see me in secret. You will reward me openly. We've got to understand that God sees us. And then when someone else is blessed, you are happy for them. You bless them. You know, and it's, oh, they just got married or they just had children. It's like, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Forgive your resentments and bless everyone else. And our issue is not with other people.
Yeah.
Our issue is between us and the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's like, our biggest issue is, God, do you see me? And it's like, that's the word of the Lord. Yes, I see you. So it's like, all right, Lord, I will be found faithful. I'll be a man after your heart or a woman after your heart. I will take you at your word. And so we've got to be in his word. What are the promises God has given to us? And stand on them, and not only stand on them, but then walk them out. Walk towards those promises.
And so we just hope that this encourages you, that you can trust God, even in the midst of the unknowns, and that he is still good.
Yeah, praise God. That's it. Become a man or woman after God's heart, no matter the circumstances. You know, take him at his word, no matter the circumstances. We bless you guys.
Amen.